Because we've got such a short time, we kind of want to rush you. But really want to sit and listen to how good God is. Because the more we hear about how good God is, it stirs something in us. We love him even more. We want to worship him even more. Hallelujah. That's my message today. I'm done. It's going to be a short message. Well, I think it's going to be a short message. I don't know what the Holy Spirit is going to do. So don't go to the loo, otherwise you find me finished. God is good is the title of the message. God, you are good. And this morning you're going to speak to us, Lord, because I trust in you. I trust that you have a word for each and every person here. Some people that have really questioned whether you are good. But this morning you're going to answer all those questions. You're going to answer them because you are good. In Jesus' name. Yesterday, I took my son for a scholarship test. And when we came back, I asked him how it went. And he said to me, well, they called us for an interview, and they were asking us, why do you think you deserve a scholarship? And he said, Mom, I was brilliant. I gave them a whole list, and I said this, and I said, I'm doing this good, and I said, I'm brilliant in this, so therefore, I need the scholarship. And he said to me, but this, my friend, I could hear sitting, being interviewed. When they asked him, he said, because I am good. Then he burst out laughing. I said, Johnny, what's funny about that? He said, what does he mean he's good? What does good look like? Mom, he can be good according to his standards. But is he good according to what they are looking for? You know, life is so funny, I'll put it this way. Because life has defined good for us. Life tells us what we deserve according to what life has defined as good. And I'm thinking those four or five people that were interviewing our kids are telling us whether our kids are good or not. Our kids have to do certain things to deserve their good. Who's defining your good? Who's telling you whether you're good or not good? Who's telling you whether you're worthy or not worthy? Whose standards are you living by? Genesis chapter 1. I'll give you 10 minutes to find where Genesis is. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then God went on to create the light. And he said the light was good. God went to create the animals and the plants. And again, he saw that it was good. God went on to create the seeds, the water, the sea. And he said, it is good. It has to be good because it's created by God. Because God is the standard of good. God is the one who can say, I'm good. It's got to be good because whatever comes out of the mouth of God's got to be good because he's God and God is good. Whatever God speaks out, it just has to be good. But who was God creating this good for? Why did he want it to be so good? Why did he want this earth and his creation to be so good? For who? Uh-oh, that's for you. That's for man. He first created everything else that was good. And he made sure that it was good. He looked at it and saw that it was good. And then he said, okay, then I'll create man. He created man and he put man on earth. And he said, this is for you. I bless you. You have it. You enjoy it. You have dominion over it. It is good because I'm a good God and everything that comes from me is good. What else can I do besides good? What else can I say besides good? I do good, I speak God, and I do it for you. So God created Adam. The only time God says, it's not good, was when he realized that Adam was lonely. God doesn't like loneliness. God doesn't like loneliness. He created me and you to have a relationship. That's why we're here. This is all called relationship. When we come together in unity. So if you're thinking about relationships, think about God. He created relationships, not you. So in the beginning, God. If everything in your life begins with God, then everything in your life is going to be good because God is good. If your relationships begin with God, ha-ha, hallelujah, God is good. That's the message I want you to get today. Whether I speak for 2 minutes or whether I speak for 2 hours, hopefully not 2 hours. But what I want you to get is that God is good. And he's good all the time. So here Adam is enjoying everything that is good. And then Adam meets the serpent. And then later on we see Adam hiding. And God is looking for Adam. He says, Adam. Adam, where are you? God, how can you look for Adam? How can you not know where Adam is? God, you are an omnipresent God. You are all-knowing God. You know where Adam is. You are everywhere. Did you not build that place for him and you said it was good? Did you not give him everything and say it was good? Why are you looking for Adam? Adam, where are you? Where is your heart's position? I'm talking to an Adam this morning. Adam, you used to love me. Adam, you used to praise and worship me with all your heart. You've gone so lukewarm. You're neither here nor there. What's happened to you? Where are you, Adam? Where are you? I created you for me, for my glory. Where have you gone? Adam took his trust from God and placed his trust on something else. Trust is an indicator of where you are with God, with your relationship with God. When you take your trust out of the hands of God and place it in the hands of somebody else, there is a chance of failure. Where is your trust? In that difficult situation in your life, in that pain, Adam, where are you? Adam has put his trust in the serpent. Some put their trust in horses. Some put their trust in chariots. Where's your trust? Remember, I'm a good God. Remember, in the beginning, I created everything for you. And I said it was good. I said it was good. And it was good for you. So where are you? So listen to what Adam says. He says, I heard you come. And then I hid. Adam, I'm your creator. I'm a good God. You are hiding from me. You're hiding from your creator. You're hiding from one who wants everything that's best for you. What's happened to you, Adam? Remember our first love. Remember when you gave your life to me and you were born again and you're excited. Now you're running from me. You're hiding from me, Adam. Adam, where are you? Adam said, I heard you coming and I hid. I hid because I was naked. Who's Adam? Who has Adam been talking to? Listen to the language that Adam is speaking. Hiding, fear, shame, nakedness. Adam, who are you speaking to? That's not my language. That's not my language. I spoke blessings over your life. Now you're telling me you're naked? You're telling me you don't have anything? You're telling me you're living in poverty? Adam, where are you? Where are you in my trust? Those that put their trust in God will never be ashamed. Those that put their trust in God shall be like Mount Zion, they shall never be moved. So where are you, Adam? You are speaking a different language. That's not what we spoke about. We spoke about love. We spoke about unity. We spoke about joy. We spoke about prosperity. Now you're telling me about nakedness? Who have you been speaking to? Who told you you are naked? I said, you are wonderfully and fearfully made. I said, you're the apple of my eye. I even engraved your name in the palm of my hand. Now you're naked. Who is talking to you? Where have you gone from my presence? What are you reading? Are you spending too much time on Facebook? Because what if you're saying about yourself is not here in my word? Who are you speaking to? I call you healed. Who's telling you you're ill? Who's telling you you'll never make it? Who's telling you you've got 2 weeks to live? Are they your creator? Adam, where are you? 2019, where are you with God? Who are you listening to? What has happened? Let's go back to the beginning. I'm taking you to the beginning this morning. Where the beginning is me, God. I said, in the beginning, God. Your life should start with me. When you wake up each morning, in the beginning, God. When you're sick, in the beginning, God. When you are angry, in the beginning, God. Speak God. Speak God. Because God is good. When you speak God, you speak good. Stop giving your trust over to somebody else. Because now, where is the serpent? Where is the serpent that told you all this stuff? Where are those friends on Facebook that told you to try certain things? You're all alone now, aren't you? You're naked. You're hiding. You want to come out of the house. Where are they now? Where are they now? Adam, where are you? I'm calling you, Adam, because I want to remind you that I'm a good God. That I do nothing apart from good. That all I ever wanted for you is good. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Adam says he was naked. He said there's nothing. The consequence of sin, they leave you with shame. When God speaks over your life and tells you what you need to do, he's only speaking to protect you from shame. He's trying to save you from something else that may happen that you don't know. Listen to God this morning. He says, I am a good God. I am a good God. I was a good God in the beginning, and I'm a still good God now. I haven't left where you left me. I'm still here. You have left me. You have gone away. You have listened to other voices. And your life is like a maze. Your life is like a maze. You can't find your way out. Adam. Adam, where are you? And he said, the wife that you gave me. It's your fault, God. It's your fault, God. I'm not coming to church anymore. It's your fault. You shouldn't have made me lose my beloved one. It's your fault. You say this because you don't know that he's a good God. You say this because you don't understand how good a God is, that he doesn't change. He says, the wife that you gave me. Adam, I'm not talking about the wife. I'm talking to you, Adam, this morning. I'm not talking about other people. The word is for you this morning. The word is for you to check where you are. And so, Adam is hidden and he's clothed himself with leaves. And God comes and he covers him with the skin of an animal. What a mighty God we serve. David says, what is man that you are so mindful of? Did Adam really deserve to be covered after what he had done? What is man that you are so mindful of? Where we keep messing up, but you keep picking up the pieces. What have we done to deserve you, God, your goodness? When we're naked and we've lost everything and we're full of shame, you still leave the 99? You still run after me? When I mess up in my relationships and I'm blaming Eve and I'm fighting Eve, you still care? When you give me a new job and I become so busy and I blame it on the job that I'm busy and I cannot worship you, you still care? What is man that you are so mindful of him? What do you want with us, God? Why do you keep chasing after us? What have we done to deserve all this goodness? You keep picking up the pieces. You keep picking them up. You keep following us around. And you keep asking us, Adam, where are you? You don't give up. You don't say, well, you've messed up. You didn't listen to me. That's your problem. You keep following us. Wherever we are. David says, how can I flee from your presence? Even in hell, you are there. What is it about man that you are so mindful of? What do you want with us? Do we need to deserve? Do we need to have a list of things to be able to earn something? When Adam messed up, God made a way. He made a way. What is man that you are so mindful of? This year, church, can I encourage you to focus on God and not be worried about so many things? Just listen to the birds singing. Just listen to the sound of the waters and the rivers and the seas. Just look up in the sky. You will find him there. Just focus on his goodness. I stand before you, church, because God has been good to me. He doesn't stop. I mess up. He picks up the pieces. He picks up the pieces and he says, "Shine, where are you?" He clothes me. He gives me another chance and another chance and another chance. Who wants another chance from God? Who's saying, "God, I keep messing up, but you keep picking up the pieces. But your word this morning says you are good. And I want to be part of that goodness. I don't want to miss out. God, I want to work according to what your word is saying. If your word says that I am wonderfully and fearfully made, who can disagree with that? If the word of God says I'm called and I'm chosen and not forsaken, who are you to tell me that I'm not? This morning, choose to hear his word. He says, "I've loved you with everlasting love. You don't have to deserve it. You can keep running, but I'm coming after you. You can keep running, but I'm coming after you. Because I created you for myself. And I want you to stop focusing on other things that would distract you. I want you to stop listening to what the world is saying. Stop focusing on the standards of what the world is asking you to. The definition of beauty according to the world is not my definition of beauty. So you're going to live your life striving after the beauty of the world. The world says you need to have a degree to become successful. What am I saying? Let's go back to the beginning, church. Let's go back to the beginning, Genesis 1, where it all started with God. Let's not get too much tangled up in everything else that is going on. Let's not become like Adam, who listened to Facebook and took directions from Facebook. And they'll tell you that you're not beautiful. You have to lose so much weight or you have to do certain things. But what does God say? Let's speak life over ourselves. Caroline, who told you you were naked? Who told you you were depressed? Who told you you're not worthy? I am God. And I'm your creator. Listen to my word. My word is the one that matters because my word is the one that created you. I created you with a plan and a purpose. What is man that you are so mindful of? Who am I? Who am I, God? Why am I so amazing? Why is man so beautiful? Start speaking life over yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you you are beautiful. God has already said that upon your life. God says you are beautiful. Walk in that beauty. Enjoy that beauty. God is very mindful of you. God is very mindful of you. You're going to sing a worship song. And if there are things that I want you to take home with you, the first one is that in the beginning, God. Point number one, in the beginning, God. When everything you start with is God, it's going to be good. The next one I want you to take away with you is where you are, Where are you putting your trust in? Who have you given that trust to? Check that out in your life every day. Am I still trusting in God? Or have I gone with the horses and the chariots? And then the last thing, who is talking to you? Everything that you're believing, who is talking to you? Amen.